In the 30-second spot, Kim Guadagno highlights her plan to cut property taxes.
That's the difference between Phil Murphy and me. He's already said he will raise your taxes.
Seton Hall public affairs professor Matthew Hale questions whether her ad is connecting with voters.
The way she's describing her property tax cut is pretty convoluted and pretty difficult to understand, and it requires an audit of Trenton. And I just don't think that that's catchy and grabby enough for people to believe that it's going to happen.
Fairleigh Dickinson political science professor Peter Woolley says the property tax issue is important, but doesn't believe it will sway enough voters for Guadagno to overcome Democratic nominee Phil Murphy's big lead in the polls. At the State House, I'm Phil Gregory, WBGO News.